Good morning, brothers and sisters. Praise the Lord. We are here in the house of God. Kindly open our Bible in the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 4 to 9. Philippians, chapter 4, verse 4 to 9 in King James Version. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your... Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. Let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all the understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things you which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Amen. Let us pray to God. Let us thanks to all the things that He given unto us. Yes, O Lord God, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We praise your name. We adore your name. We glorify your name, for you are our Master, our Savior, our Redeemer, O Lord God, in our lives. Thank you for your word that you've given unto us, O Lord. Thank you for the whole week you've given to sustain us. You've given us good health for the raiment, the food, the shelter, Lord. Thank you for all the miracles, Lord, and wonders and signs you've given to your people of your church, O God. Thank you, Lord, for all the answered prayers, O Lord, that you've given unto us, for you are faithful, God, unto us, O Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all the good health, O Lord, and the provisions, O Lord Jesus, of the grace and mercy, Lord, that we continue to praise you and worship you, Lord, in our lives, O God. Thank you, Lord, for all your servants, for all your people, Lord, to continue humble down themselves before you, Lord, knowing, O God, that you are only God who can help us in every difficulties, O God, and hardship and trials that we've been through in our lives, O God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, O God. Let us now confess our sins to God. For He said, confess your sin, and He is righteous and just to cleanse us our righteousness. Lord, we humble ourselves before you, Lord. We confess, O Lord, my sins, O Lord, of being complacent, O Lord God, being, Lord, lazy, Lord, sometimes in my life, Lord, to doing the ministry of my life, Lord. I repent, Lord, O God, of my sins, of being sometimes not aware and listening the voice of the Holy Spirit in my life, Lord, to do the things that you want me to do, Lord. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me, O God, for the fear of man. Forgive me, Lord, for anxious of everything, O God, knowing, Lord, that you are full control of everything in my life, Lord. Forgive us, Lord, of all these things, O God. Forgive your people, O Lord God, who have been humbled down themselves upon you and renounce all their sins, O God, and really, willingly, O God, to coming back unto your presence to rule over their lives, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let us pray for our personal request, for our petition, supplication to God. Let us humble ourselves. Lord, we pray, Lord, which every man of us, O Lord, we ask for your Holy Spirit to fill us once again, to do the things that you want us to do, O God. To commit ourselves to always praise you and worship you by living in holiness and righteousness in the fear of yours, O God. Lord, We ask, O God, of all these supplications, O God, and intercessions unto you, O Lord, for all to be able to be saved, O God. This is my desire, O Lord, to continue to pray and intercede the people, O God, to know you, Lord, O God, and humble down themselves and renounce their sins, O God, that you encounter in your life, O Lord God. Make a way, Lord, O God. Continue to prove your word upon those people that we are reaching out to, Lord. Help us, Lord God. Here can our prayers, Lord. For you said unto your words, O God, that anything we ask according to your will, you will hear us, O God. Hear us, Lord. Incline your ears unto our supplication, O God, in our prayers and requests unto you, Lord. For you are only one who can help us in everything we do, in everything that we need, O God, in our lives to praise and worship you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let us pray now for our family, for husband, wives, children, parents, siblings, not yet in the Lord. Let us pray for them. Lord, we thank you, O God, for all the families of yours in this church of God, O God. Thank you, Lord, for their rejoicing and gladness, O God, that always walk in your ways and their life. Thank you, Lord, for all the families to continue persevering, enduring, O Lord God, just to please you, O God, not to please men, O God. And thank you, Lord, O God, for all the families to continue to provide all their needs, O God. Thank you, Lord, for all the new families that you will bring in this place, O Lord God, and every congregations of yours that will desire, O Lord Jesus, to bring their children, O God, and disciple them and discipline them in the fear of yours, O God. Lord, we pray for every husband. Continue, Lord, to anoint them, give them good health and strength and wisdom, how to implement, how to discipline, how to give your words, O God, into their wives, O God, into the children, Lord, to walk always in the fear of yours, O God, to discipline and to live, O God, in holiness and righteousness, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Even for the wives, Lord, we commit, O God, into your hands, O God, always give them good health, strength, O Lord God, perseverance, humbleness, and submissive spirit, O Lord God, to you, O God, and to your church, and also to their husband, O God, that they will be together and both, O God, be submissive, O God, to the words of yours, to implement, O God, the will of yours into their children, O Lord God, and they will be a good testimony to all the families, O Lord God, how to live according to your word, O God. Even, O Lord, we pray for the children, Lord, continue to fear, to put fear in their hearts, O Lord. We pray, Lord, that they alone, Lord, they will fear you, Lord, for you are the sin, for you are the one to sin all the things that they are doing in even in their hearts, O Lord God. Continue, Lord, to preserve their children, these children, O Lord God, to walk in your ways, O God, and preserve them, O God, to be a goodly servants of yours in their generations, O God, to lead the people in these generations, O God, to walk, O God, in holiness and righteousness, O God, in the name of Jesus. Even, O God, for our parents, O Lord, be not yet in us, O Lord God, we pray for their salvations, our siblings, O God, even our relatives, O Lord God, we put into your hands, O Lord Jesus, that you move away, O God. Make a way, O Lord God, for them to be saved. Move away for them to prove your word upon them, that the words of yours that we've been sharing to them is true, O God, and you are a true God, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let us continue to pray for our job in our places. Lord, we thank you, O God, for the jobs that you've given unto us, Lord. Thank you, O God, for the salaries, Lord, that you entrusted to us. We pray, Lord, O God, for every companies of your people, that you continue, Lord, to bless our company, O God. Help us, Lord, that this company will be a channel of your blessing to each every one of us, O God, and teach us and train us to be more faithful unto you, to give our tithes and offering and even our first fruit, O God. And we continue to trust you that you are the one who provide all our needs in our lives, O God. Truly, Lord God, if we rely on our salaries, O God, we cannot do nothing, O Lord God. Because, O Lord God, you said a new word, O God, that if we give our tithes and offering, Unto you, Lord, you open the windows of heaven and you rebuke our devourers in our life, O Lord. We pray, Lord, even for our colleagues, O God, continue to pray for their salvation and our superiors, Lord. We pray for their salvation. Use us mightily, O God, to be an example to them how to diligent to work in our places and submissive to our superiors, O Lord God, so that they will know, Lord, that we are your servant and you, our true God, that we are living according to your word, O Lord. Let your name be exalted, O God, of your name in our workplaces, O Lord God, for your name will be known, O God, and they will seek you, Lord, O God, that you are a true God, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Let us continue to pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need, that the Holy Spirit will give us to pray for them. O God, we pray for my brother and sister who really in need, O God, and provide all their needs for all the circumstances that they are in their life, Lord. We pray for your provision, for your protections, O God, for your guidance, O God, in their life, O Lord God. Help them, Lord, to continue to persevere in their tribulations and patience in prayer unto you, O God. For all you know, O God, what is this, what they are passing through in their life, O God. Help them, Lord, to continue to have faith unto you, O God, to increase their faith, to continue to do the things that you want them to do, O God. Lord, provide, O God. Have mercy on them, O Lord God. Always give them, Lord, good health, strength, O Lord, to continue, Lord, to do the task that you entrusted to them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Pray, Lord, let us pray for our neighbor, friends, relatives, colleagues to be saved. Lord, we pray unto your hands, O God, of our neighbors and friends, relatives, colleagues, Lord, even our boss, O Lord God, to be saved, Lord. Help us, Lord, to see you through our lives, O God. Help them, O God, to open their eyes, O Lord, how to live, Lord, according to your word, Lord. Help, Lord, O God, to us that we continue to utter our mouths, O God, the words of yours, O God, to preach, O Lord God, the mystery of Christ to them, O Lord God. Open doors, O God, for us, O Lord, to speak to them, O God, and to continue, Lord, to evangelize, O God, of all these people that you entrusted in front of us, O God, in around us, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Let us pray for this country, UAE, and the extension of the church in other countries, in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Sri Lanka, Armenia, America, Sierra Leone, Malawi, Australia. Let us pray for favor from God that we will provide that for all the logistic needs and offices and documents that they needed in the Church of God. Lord, we pray, O God, for this country, UAE, O God. We pray for your blessing, O God. We continue to pray for peace be upon this country, Lord, as we are your people, Lord. We continue to intercede, O Lord God, for this nations, O God, that they will come out from their religious, O Lord God, that they will accept you as a truly Jesus, O God, for you are the way and the way to heaven, O Lord. Lord, make a way, O Lord Jesus, O God, that they will know you, Lord, O God. And we pray also, O God, for all these churches of yours, O God, continue to have favor, O Lord God, that comes from you to provide all their needs, O God, for all the logistic needs in office and documents that they needed, O Lord God. Continue to provide all the needs, O God. Anoint all your churches to have boldness, O Lord, to speak the truth of your word and to implement discipline, O God, to all your churches, O God, and the members and workers that you entrusted under their care, O Lord God. We pray, Lord, anoint, O Lord God, of all your be your leaders and workers, O God, and even, O Lord God, we pray for your protection upon them, Lord, from the works of the devil, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let us pray for the church to grow in all the ministries of the church, for evangelism, more Bible studies, groups, and a congregation to be planted. Let us pray for more people to be water baptized and more filled with the Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray. We pray unto your hands, O Lord God. Help us, Lord, to grow your church O God, anoint, O God, give, O Lord, the spiritual gifts that we need, O God, to evangelize the people of yours, O God. Help us, Lord, do miracles and wonders, O God, as we go and continue to preach your gospel to the people, Lord, that you are reaching out, O God. Prove your word upon them, O Lord God. Speak to them, O God, through dreams and visions, O Lord God, that you are a true God and we are your servants, O Lord. We pray, Lord, help us, Lord, to more Bible studies groups, O God, to be open, O God, and more congregation to be planted, O God. Lord, I myself, I commit my life, O Lord God, to do, O God, and go wherever you want me to go, O Lord God. We pray, Lord, O God, filled, O God, of the Holy Spirit upon all your servants, that they are willing, O Lord God, to suffer for your name's sake, O God. That they are willing, O God, to do the things that you want them to do, O Lord. And they are willing, O Lord, to do, O Lord God, and go along to the plans that you've been ordained in advance for us, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. Lord, we pray, O God, in the name of Jesus, that all this service today, Lord, anoint, O God, our prayers, Lord, our giving and our offering and thanksgiving unto you, Lord God, even for the praise and worship, Lord, anoint our lips to sing praise unto you, to thank you, Lord, for all everything that you've given unto us, O God, even for your words, O God, that you give today, Lord, we pray, Lord, that everything we receive, we heard, O God, that comes from you, Lord, we've been put into practice, O Lord God. We pray also, O God, for this recording, Lord, that many people be reached out, O God, many members and workers to meet all their needs through your words, O God. We pray, Lord, anoint us, O Lord God. Let all your works, O God, to be done in our lives, O God. All adorations, O God, and glory be unto you, O God. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us rise up to worship the Lord.
Gather in this place today. trouble, O Lord, we welcome you in our hearts as we come to worship you today. Thank you, Lord God, that you have made a way for us to come before you. Thank you, Lord God, that you have said that these bodies of ours, O Lord God, is your temple. O Holy Spirit, we welcome you today. Reign in us, reign in our hearts, reign in our body, soul, and our spirit, that it's not only the words, the songs that will come out in our mouth would be a token of thanksgiving to you, but instead, O Lord God, every work of ours, the work of our hands, O Lord God, even the thoughts of our minds, O Lord God, let it be a pleasing aroma unto you, O Lord. We offer unto you this day, O Lord God, our body, our soul, and our spirit as a living sacrifice. May it be holy and acceptable unto you, God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are the one who made a way for us that we are set free.
Amen.
As you have said, O Lord God, he who walks in you, O Lord God, even the very end of the road, O Lord God, you will open a way. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you that I'm set free. Amen. We are set free by the blood of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord God, that you have called us as your very own children, O Lord. You have called us even by name. We come to you, Lord God, to worship you, to fall down before you, acknowledging, O Lord, that we can do nothing apart from you.
Yes, O Lord.
Thank you, Lord God, for you have promised, O Lord, to those who believe in you, all things are possible. Oh, thank you, O Lord God. We come and bow down before you. Worshiping your holy name, O God. eyes on your cross. We cannot live without you. We can do nothing apart from you, O God. Thank you, Lord God, that as you will empower us again by the power of your Holy Spirit, as you inspire us again, Lord, by your word, O Lord, we can live. We can live on this earth until the time that you will come and take us with you. Truly, Lord God, we continue to worship you, to honor you, and adore you. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Can we open our Bibles in the book of Malachi? Malachi chapter 3, verse 10 to 12. It says, "Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, and there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now, herewith saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out the blessings, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. Neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be the delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts." Yes, O Lord God, we thank you, Lord. We praise your name. Thank you, O God, for all the fruits of our hands, O God, that we give as tithes and offering and first fruit unto you, Lord. We pray, O God, for this money, Lord, that you use, O God, for the expansion of your kingdom, for many lost souls to be found, O God, and continue to bless us, Lord, and rebuke the devourer in our lives, O God. For your name, O God, we glorify our needs, O God, and thank you, Lord. This all we ask in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Morning, let's open our Bible to the book of Nehemiah. Nehemiah chapter 5. And we will read from verse 1 to verse 13. Nehemiah chapter 5. Verse 1 to verse 13. I have preached this message in 2008. That's my teaching, and today there's a need, so this message needs to be delivered again. Today I speak about the fear of God. "And there was a great cry of the people and of their wives against their brethren, the Jews. For there were that say, we, our sons and our daughters, are many, therefore we take up corn for them, that we may eat and live. Some also there were that said, we have mortgaged our lands, vineyards, and houses, that we might buy corn because of the dearth. There were also that said, we have borrowed money for the king's tribute, and that upon our lands and vineyards. Yet now our flesh is as the flesh of our brethren, our children as their children, and lo, we bring into bondage our sons and our daughters to be servants. And some of our daughters are brought into bondage already, neither is it in our power to redeem them, for other men have our lands and vineyards. And I was very angry when I heard their cry and these words. Then I consulted with myself, and I rebuked the nobles and the rulers, and said unto them, ye exact usury, every one of the brother of his brother. And I set a great assembly against them. And I said unto them, we after our ability have redeemed our brethren, the Jews, which were sold unto the heathen, and will ye even sell your brethren? Or shall they be sold unto us? Then held they their peace, and found nothing to answer. And I said, is it not good that you do? Ought ye not to walk in the fear of the Lord? ought ye not to walk in the fear of our God because of the reproach of the heathen, our enemies? I likewise and my brethren and my servants might exact of them money and corn. I pray you let us leave off this usury. Restore, I pray you, to them, even this day, their lands, their vineyards, their olive yards, and their houses, and also the 100th part of the money, and of the corn, the wine, and the oil that he exacted of them. Then say they, we will restore them, and will require nothing of them, so will we do as thou sayest. Then I called the priests and took an oath of them that they should do according to this promise. And I also took my lamp and said, so God shake out every man from his house and from his labor that performeth not this promise, even thus be he shaken out and emptied. And all the congregation said amen and praise the Lord. And the people did according to his promise. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. For your goodness and your faithfulness, we come before in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your word that you send always to your church to teach us and to guide us and to help us to walk in your ways. Anoint, Lord, my lips and put word and statement and verses to teach and encourage your people. Take full control. We thank you, God, and we praise you. This is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Nehemiah and his leadership in rebuilding the wall around Jerusalem and setting up his government, while doing all these things, he found an issue that's taking place among the people of God. And this issue is usury and debt. Nehemiah was doing his part to help the people and to restore them and to set them free from the bondages. What was the story going on? The story, there are some people poor and they were needy. And because they have debts, so they borrow money in order to pay their debt. But those who lend them, they were their own brothers who are believers. And what they did, they lent them with a usury. So the burden was on them double, not only to pay back the capital, but they need to pay back their interest. And they could not do it. In addition, they had borrowed money to pay for the king tribute. They were not be able to do. So what happened? They were forced to mortgage their lands. The issue is very complicated. They were forced to mortgage their land, and they found themselves to be laborers. They're only working as hired people in their own lands. And not only this, as we have read, they have been forced to sell their sons and their daughters as slaves, and they were sold to the non-believers. And you know, when he said that we also our daughters in bondage, the daughters, when they were sold them, they were sold them to people to being forced to marry them. So even their daughters were forced to marry non-believers. And the issue here is that all about finances, and the reason behind this sin is the lack of the fear of God. And that's what Nehemiah told them in verse 9. He told them, ye ought ye not to walk in the fear of our God? You know, they were blessed by the Lord, those believers. They have money and they have a blessing from God, but instead they use their money to help and set the people of God free. They were greedy, selfish, careless, and taking advantage, and they put their own brother into bondage. Nehemiah and his workers and the men with him and the team with him, and they were also helping the people. They were helping the people. They were those in debt. They were lending them so that they will take them free from their bondage with an unbeliever. Because the bondage here with the non-believers, when a believer will be in need and we don't help that person, what will happen? That person will be moved to go to be under the bondage of the non-believers. And that's what had happened to them. Nehemiah was the overseer and he was the watchman over what was taking place, and he took an action. We need as watchmen, we need as a worker and as a laborers in the work of God. We need to see and meet the needs of our brothers. Let's open our Bible to the book of Leviticus. Leviticus chapter 25. Nehemiah was a man who feared God. A man who feared the Lord, and he was moving with the fear of God. Nehemiah was moving with the fear of God, but there are other people who are not fearing God, and they are doing the opposite of Nehemiah. Nehemiah was buying the people back. The other people, they were sending them back to the unbelievers. Book of Leviticus, chapter 25. Leviticus, chapter 25. And let's read verse 35 onward. And if thy brother be waxen poor, and fall in decay with thee, then thou shalt relieve him, yea, though he be a stranger or a sojourner, that he may live with thee. He said that you have to relieve him so that he will live with thee. It means that so that he will not be forced to go to the unbeliever and enslave himself to sin and will be into the bondage. Even immorality and other things will be forced to do. Thou take thou no usury of him, no interest, no usury of him, of all increase, but fear thy God, that thy brother may live with thee. Thou shalt not give him thy money upon usury, nor let him buy victuals or for increase. I am the Lord your God, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, to give you the land of Canaan and to be your God. So this is our responsibility, and also we need to work out when we see a man who is a brother or sister who is in bondage. We need to work out so that he'll be set free and not to be enslaved under other people. We read verse 47. And that's what Nehemiah was doing. That's what Nehemiah was doing. He was seeing the people of God, they were enslaved under the unbelievers. So he moved to help them. Nehemiah chapter 20, Leviticus chapter 25, same chapter, and read verse 47. And if a sojourner or stranger walks rich by thee, and thy brother that dwelleth by him was poor, and sell himself unto the stranger or sojourner. Sell himself, that's what happened. The same problem at the time of Nehemiah. Even now the same problem. By thee, or to the stock of the stranger's family. After that he is sold, he may be redeemed again. One of his brethren may redeem him. Either his uncle or his uncle's son may redeem him, or any that is nay of kin unto him of his family may redeem him. It means that to be set free, to set him free. May redeem, or if he be able, he may redeem himself. It is your responsibility to free yourself from death. And he shall reckon with him that bought him from the year that he was sold to him unto the year of Jubilee. And the price of his sale shall be according unto the number of years, according to the time of an hired servant shall it be with him. If there be yet many years behind, according unto them, he shall give again the price of his redemption out of the money that he was bought for. And if there remain but a few years unto the year of Jubilee, then he shall count with him, and according unto his years shall be given him again, and the price of the redemption. And that's here that he needs finally to be set a free totally. And as a yearly hired servant shall he be with him, and the other shall not rule with rigor over him in thy sight. Nehemiah was lending the people, freeing them, and was helping them to pay their debt without interest, step by step, gently, loving, kindly, leading them way out from their troubles and their problems. But the other group of people, the other believers, what they were doing? They were doing the opposite. Nehemiah was spending, take them out, they go and give them money with the usury. They not only sell them back to the non-believer. Nehemiah told them that you were selling them back to us. Nehemiah was need to go again and pay for them. They were making the work double on Nehemiah in the way of lending them with usury. And that's the situation even now. Not only about the teaching about lending, we should not lend with the usury, but also other teaching had made the work on us double. We teach to the children, don't give TV or mobile. They will give their children TV and mobile and make the work double on us. We teach, don't allow boy and girls to go together. They allow boy and girls to go together and they make the work and the problems double on us. We teach no makeup. You no need to do this so that you know what will happen after. They will allow their daughters, they will put makeup and they will boast with their daughters. They will make the world double on us. We teach good stewardship. Don't waste money and resources, and they're going to projects and parties and expenses, and they waste resources and they make the work double on us. Have you get the point here? We ought not to fear the Lord. We need to work out to set people free. You need, if you are in bondage, you need to work it out to set yourself free. If you are not able, you seek help. We will work together as a team. You know those who brought the leper, the one who is paralyzed, four people, they carry him to Jesus. And when Jesus saw their faith, he healed the man who was paralyzed. God will work with us when he sees us, we are working with him and doing all what we can, our best, to save the people. If we let's go through the scriptures more and to understand our responsibilities in this matter. Book of Proverbs, chapter 31. Proverbs 31 and verse 8 and 9. Open thy mouth, judge righteously, and plead the cause of the poor and needy. We need to speak for the poor and needy. Who can find, open thy mouth for the dumb and the cause of all such as are appointed to destruction. Open thy mouth just righteously and plead the cause of the poor and needy. So we need to speak for those who cannot speak for them, save those who are under bondage. Isaiah chapter 1. And verse 17. Learn to do well. Seek judgment, relieve the oppressed. Those they were oppressed by the money, by the debt, under usury they were slaves. Relieve the oppressed, judge the fatherless, plead for the widow. These are all our responsibilities. Jeremiah chapter 22 and verse 16. He judged the cause of the poor and needy. Then it was well with him. It will go well with us if we care for those who are poor and needy. Was not this to know me? Say the Lord, that is the way to know God. And Matthew chapter 5. Jesus was preaching the gospel, the word of God to the Jews, who in their law, they know about lending to the brother who was in it. In Matthew chapter 5, Those who are willing to repent, listen to me. Those who are willing to repent and follow the teaching, we do our part to help them to be restored back, to be set free from the bondages, from slavery, from yoke with non-believer. Matthew chapter 5, verse 42. Matthew 5, 42. Give to him that asks thee, and from him that would borrow of thee, turn not thou away. That is, God encourages us to help our brother and sister. And to the Jews, God has told them, to your brother, when you lend, don't lend with a usury. Don't take interest. Exodus chapter 22. Exodus chapter 22 and verse 25. 22 verse 25. If thou lend money to any of my people that is poor by thee, thou shalt not be to him as an usurer, neither shalt thou lay upon him, neither shalt thou lay upon him usury. So here he asked him to lend them, but don't put usury on them. And you know, these are the principle of God's word, and debt is to be retained. There are certain times giving you don't need to retain, but the debt that you borrow, that you need to retain, because the Bible say in the book of Psalm 37, that's why Nehemiah was helping them to pay their debt, because those who does not pay their debt are wicked. Psalm 37 and verse 21. The wicked borroweth and payeth not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. So the debt need to be paid. These are principles in God's word. Deuteronomy chapter 23. The scripture teaches us. Deuteronomy chapter 23. Deuteronomy. Chapter 23 and verse 19. It says, thou shalt not lend upon usury. Again, you should not lend upon usury to thy brother, usury of money, usury of books, or usury of anything that is lent upon usury. That we should lend without taking interest. Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 8. Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 8. It say, but thou shalt open thine hand to the one who is in need, open thine hand wide unto him, and shall surely lend him sufficiently for his need in that which he wanteth. That is to give to those who are in need, but we should give without giving usury. But for the strangers, according to the law of God, to the strangers in the Old Testament, book of Deuteronomy chapter 23 and verse 30. Book of Deuteronomy chapter 23 and verse 30. And say, sorry, verse 20. And to a stranger thou mayest lend upon usury. If he is not a believer, in the Old Testament, you may lend upon usury, but unto thy brother thou shalt not lend upon usury. You should not take interest. That the Lord thy God may bless thee in all that thou settest thine hand to in the land whither thou goest to possess it. That is the teaching. But let's go now to the teaching of the Lord in Luke chapter 6. Luke chapter 6. Luke chapter 6. Luke chapter 6 and verse 30. Say, give to everyone that ask of thee, and of him that taketh away thy goods, ask them not again. What Jesus mean here, when you lend somebody, and that somebody is poor, he can't pay, have no income. He say, You say here, ask them not again. If he can't pay, suppose he's poor, don't ask, because God after that he will give you. But suppose he can't give, he has income, he has salary, then you need to ask and you need to remind him to give to you what he had borrowed. In book of Deuteronomy chapter 15. But we need to do it in a gentle way. No threatening, no pressure. Nehemiah was lending the people and helping them to come out from slavery, and step by step they will pay their debt. But he was not threatening them, not abusing them, not also oppressing them, but gently he was taking care of them. Book of Deuteronomy chapter 15 and verse 1 and 2. He say, at the end of every 7 years thou shalt make a release. If for 7 years that brother he's very poor, he cannot pay. And this is the manner of the release. Every creditor that lendeth aught unto his neighbor shall release it. He shall not exact it of his neighbor or of his brother, because it is called the Lord's release. If he cannot pay because he really poor, then after 7 years he is released. And when we release, God will also bless us for that. Amen. So all these are principles we need. If we can pay, we have to pay. Yeah? But if he cannot, we have to forgive. If he can't pay, but he is not giving, we go and remind him, because he say, you don't need to ask again. But if he can, you need to ask again. Let's go now to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 24. Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 24, verse 10 and 11. He say, when thou thus lend thy brother anything, thou shalt not go unto his house to fetch his pledge. You should not go on his house and threaten him, press on him, you give me. No. He say, thou shalt stand abroad, and the man to whom thou dost lend shall bring out the pledge abroad unto thee. Wait for him, he will come and give it to you. But you need only to remind him. In book of Luke chapter 6. So in the Old Testament, for the brother they will give without usury, for the stranger they will give with an interest. Why for the brother? So the brother will not lose faith. Because if they will not help him, he will maybe lose his faith, he will go away from the people of God, he will go with an unbeliever. In Luke chapter 6, verse 35, he said, but love ye your enemies, said Jesus, and do good and lend, hoping for nothing. He say, do good and lend, so we need to help those who are in need. When he say, hope for nothing again, and your reward shall be great, and you shall be the children of the highest, for he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. When he say, hoping for nothing again, what he mean by this? He does not mean, Jesus, that if you have lent money, don't expect your money to come back, but don't expect interest coming to you. Have you get the point here? Because he was speaking to the Jews. And with this teaching of Jesus, even to the strangers, we cannot lend with a usury. We cannot lend with a usury. I mean, no, that issue that Nehemiah was faced, we need to face the issues and the problems. What is the sin? What was the sin at the time of Nehemiah? People, they don't fear God. They lend with a usury. Also, people getting debt. Many people nowadays, they borrow without any good reason. They put themselves in a trouble and also bondage. These are sin, taking advantage, oppression, greed, love of money. All these are sin that we need to deal with. We did it as a church, yeah. And how Nehemiah dealt with it? Nehemiah He recognized the wrongdoing that is going on. We need to recognize what's wrongdoing going on. We need to hear the people complain in full and understand that we have read. He understood it. He understood the situation. People, they can't pay because of the interest. And they have sold their lands, they sold themselves, they sold their daughters. Their daughters, they were forced to go with the non-believers because of that issue. Next step, we need to act, not to react. Nehemiah chapter 5, we will read how Nehemiah acted. We need to act, not to react. And I was very angry when I hear their cry and these words. He was angry, but he did not react, he acted. Then I consulted with myself. He thought about himself, what we need to do. And I rebuked the nobles, we need to rebuke, correct. And the rulers, and said unto them, ye exact usury, facing with their sin, you should not be calm and swallow and you grieve from inside. You hurt yourself. No, you have to speak it up. When somebody is doing wrong, you go and face. This is the wrong doing. Why you are doing like this? Yeah, why we are helping the people, we are freeing the people, we are teaching the opposite. We are against the word of God and you are making the work double on us. Yeah, so we need to act in a right way and also proper way. Exactly, Jerry, every one of his brother, and I set a great assembly against them. He make a meeting so that he can explain to them. Next step, explain properly to them their sin and the effect of it and how they don't fear God. We need to face them. Ought ye not to fear the Lord? But the bad effect of their sins and what they are doing. He brought them to the scriptures. And he faced them, rebuked them, corrected them with the scriptures. Put forward the outline of what they need to do and to follow. We need to put outline of what they need to do. What he say to them? He said to them, I likewise and my brother and my servant might exact of them money and corn. I pray you let us leave off this usury. First, stop this usury. Lend without usury. And second, that verse 11, restore, I pray you, to them even this day their lands, their vineyards, their olive yards, and their houses, also the 100th part of the money, and of the corn, the wine, and the oil, and that ye exact of them. You told them, but you have taken away from them by force, we give it back to them. They need to restore what they have taken from them. Next step, yeah, we need to have faith. We need to have faith in God and expect that the people will follow the instructions. We need to have faith in the Lord that people will respond to the teaching in verse 12, then say, they, we will restore them, and will require nothing of them, so will we do as thou sayest. And I called the priest, and they took an oath of them that they should do according to this promise. We should have faith that the people will respond. Also, we need to put measure to implement discipline of the word of God for now and for the future. What is the discipline that Nehemiah put in verse 13? He said, and also I shook my lap and said, so God shake out every man from his house, this is the house of God, and from his labor that performeth not his promise, even thus be shaken out and emptied. And all the congregation said, Amen, and praise the Lord. And the people did according to this promise. But he said that those who will not repent and continue to do such, they will not consider them as the people of God. They will be shaken out. They are unsaved unless they repent from such a sin. We need to have also a multi, disciplinary approach. Not only to help with the material things, but we have been counseling, giving the word of God. We pray for the people, advise them, give them the message of salvation, give them what they need to do to come out from their problem that they are in. The last point I put here, come to the church. to ask advice and to open up issues, not only to report them, but to seek advices and also direction. You come here, open what is the problem, be, but you need to be transparent, you have to say everything, and also be willing to obey and implement the word of God and the advice we give you so that you will be set free. Amen? Let's all stand. Let's all stand. Let's come to God, let's repent of our sin, you know. Greed, love of money, worldliness, making the work double on us, lending with usury, taking loans without intention to pay back, all this sin. Taking, borrowing without good reason, all this sin. We need to repent of all this sin. So God will free us. Be willing to follow the instruction. Be willing to follow the word of God. Oh God, make your decision. Be willing to pay your debt. Be willing to free yourself so that you will be set free. That's what God wants us today to do. Lord, thank you. Thank you for your word, the teaching we receive from you, to correct us, to discipline us, to teach us your ways and your commands. I pray for the conviction of the Holy Spirit upon your church, not only those who hear, but to the rest of the congregations, O God, the people, the individual members and families. Lord, thank you for my brethren who repented of their sin and their shortcoming. Restore them back. Use them, mighty Lord. Help us to work as a team, Lord, to free people. Lead us to people who need to be set free, O God. We commit our resources, O God, all in your hands, the talents, the gifts, all what we have, Lord. Commit your life fully to God. There are people who need to be set free. There are people in bondage and slavery, poor, needy, crushed by the work of the devil. Devil, I rebuke right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, set your people free. Come to God. Lord, we cannot do anything without you. We come with you to help us, to lead us, to guide us. My God. Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you for all my brethren who set themselves forward to save you. Use us, O God, all of us, your people, to help those oppressed, those under slavery, to be set free. Lead us to families in bondage, people poor and needy, O God, to help them with your word, with whatever we can do, with the prayers, with the help of the Holy Spirit. Take your word, O God, and stay praying. O God, bless us, enlarge our territory, God, let your hand be with us, and free us, Lord, from harm, so that we not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.